Welcome to Inside Agriculture, and of course, from the Meridian Manufacturing Studios. While Japan's just announced safeguard tariff on frozen U.S. beef could have prevented with the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, but the U.S. pulled out of that or a bilateral deal. The U.S. beef industry, had TPP been in effect or had the U.S. had a bilateral trade deal with Japan like Australia, Tokyo's automatic 50% safeguard tariff from August 1st or through tomorrow through March 31st could have been avoided. First quarter, U.S. Sales triggered the tariff, and U.S. Meat Export Federation Chief Phil Singh.
The safeguard that they had in TPP was on a yearly basis, and it was much more liberal. So I have the feeling because we just exceeded the amount by only 113 metric tons. It was very, very close under this old administration, but definitely under TPP, but this would not have been the case.
Wolf Singh says Japan's WTO permitted 11.5% tariff hike could have a big impact on frozen beef sales in the U.S.'s largest beef market, worth $1.5 billion. Close to half of that actually frozen.
This is going to impact the food service market, especially in Japan. They have certain items in their cuisine, which they call the beef bowl, where they have beef on top of rice. This is primarily our frozen short plates. That's 90% of our frozen inventory. And so that's going to have an impact pretty much immediately. There's some inventory in Japan, but as this goes on, if it goes on for, let's say, a month or two, there's going to be more pronounced impact.
Well, and Australian frozen beef suddenly has a nearly 23% tariff advantage over U.S. beef, while Mexico won a similar deal. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue says Japan's higher tariff will impede U.S. beef sales, increase the overall U.S. trade deficit with Japan, hurt Japanese consumers, and harm the trade relationship. Perdue has asked Japanese officials to address the concerns, though Singh says the decision to suspend the automatic tariff would have to come from Japan's legislature. Well, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, well, we're not going to do it right away, but we'll be broadcasting from FarmFest at Redwood Falls, Minnesota. Inside Agriculture coming your way from Redwood Falls during FarmFest. And, of course, we're going to be talking about Farm Fest for the next 3 days inside agriculture and, of course, during Farm Talk with Mick Kerr. As a matter of fact, Samantha Castro will be a guest on Farm Talk with Mick Kerr, and you'll get that opportunity to listen to her. We'll be back with more of what's going on today in agriculture after these words.